The Aspen Ambulance Service is expanding its efforts beyond immediate medical care and a ride to the hospital. Next year, paramedics will be trained to help people at home. Emergency officials say the home health service fills a need for patients who are most underserved. Aspen Ambulance Director Gabe Muthing steps into a large garage at the district's headquarters.
So this is the ambulance bay. This is where we keep our ambulances. We have the ability to keep three ambulances inside here at our quarters.
Paramedics here will respond to more than 100 emergency calls this month. This time of year, many are ski injuries. Muthing says there's another common call.
I would say the big cases are those folks that they have a medical condition. And they keep putting it off. They put off going to the doctor. They put it off and they put it off, and the condition worsens and worsens until it's to the point where it's an emergency. And that's when we get called.
In those cases, he wishes he could have reached the patient a few days earlier.
Just to stop and talk to him and say, hey, you know, here's what can happen if you don't treat this soon, if you don't treat this effectively.
Muthing says such situations can be avoided with community paramedicine. The program puts paramedics in the homes of patients prior to any emergency.
By visiting a patient's home, we gather so much information about their lifestyle, about how they live, when they leave the home, how they leave the home. Do they have access to food?
Paramedics may instruct someone at home on how to treat a wound or make sure prescriptions are filled and dressings changed. They may even draw blood. Sometimes it's just a matter of ensuring the heat and lights are turned on. Such a program already exists in Eagle County. Chris Montero oversees it.
Really, it was how do we serve patients and really keep them in their home and keep them healthy. And that was kind of the start of the program, and we were the very first rural program in the United States.
That was 2010. In the first 3 years, his staff saw 150 patients multiple times throughout the program. It's most used by the underserved, like those on Medicaid. It's tough for this group to find care outside of the program, he says.
What we found is just because patients have a health insurance card doesn't mean they have access to care. And it doesn't mean that all of our providers in the county will accept that Medicaid card. For instance, we only have one provider in our county that accepts Medicaid. From that perspective and from the patient's perspective, there really is a lack of resources.
Eagle County developed a community paramedicine startup handbook, and now it's involved in legislation that would grow similar programs around the state.
You see more and more communities exhausting hospitals.
Leroy Garcia is a state senator from Pueblo.
Many times, a hospital is not the place that a patient should be transported to. These are things that could be resolved through a healthcare provider coming to your home.
Garcia is a Democrat and a paramedic himself. He plans to introduce a community paramedicine bill during the upcoming session.
It models the uniqueness of what is going on in Eagle County, as well as takes into consideration other counties that have successful programs in what we call community paramedic, or some call it mobile integrated health.
The bill may define a community paramedic and propose a state license for such a service.
I doubt we'll ever go much bigger on the ambulances.
Back in the ambulance bay in Aspen, paramedic Gabe Muthing explains ambulances won't actually be used in home visits.
And the reason being is when you see an ambulance out in front of your neighbor's house, you immediately get worried about your neighbor. We don't want to provide that nervousness to neighbors.
The staff will use other unassuming district vehicles. The program will be up and running by next fall. Startup costs are estimated at $7,000, which taxpayers will front. Marcy Grivenen, Aspen Public Radio News.